This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Intense heat in Gaza could worsen health crises for Palestinians, according to the World Health Organization's representative for Gaza and the West Bank, Richard Pieperkorn, who warned on Friday during a United Nations briefing.
We've seen massive displacement over the last weeks, and we know that that combination and the heat can cause a rise in diseases, and most likely already happening.
UNRWA Senior Deputy Director Scott Anderson described the conditions on the ground.
It's summer, it's very hot in Gaza, nobody has electricity, nobody has air conditioning, and in addition to staying cool, they need clean drinking water to make sure we don't have any disease outbreaks. The second problem is one of solid waste management. There's trash everywhere. You drive around Jabalia, Gaza City, and you just see piles of trash everywhere. And what we need to do is work together to get enough fuel trucks and bulldozers up here to get all the trash picked up.
The Israeli military said Sunday that it was establishing a new safe corridor to deliver aid into Gaza. But days later, the self-declared tactical pause has brought little relief to desperate Palestinians. The United Nations and international aid organizations say a breakdown in law and order has made the aid route unstable. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports Ukraine and Moldova have moved a key step closer to joining the EU bloc.
The EU has agreed to start membership negotiations with embattled Ukraine and Moldova. It's another step in both nations' long journey to move closer to the West and mute Russia's influence. Belgium adds member states have agreed the talks will start on June 25 in Luxembourg. Ukraine applied to join the bloc less than a week after Russia invaded in February 2022, and EU leaders acted with uncharacteristic speed in making it a candidate in June of that year. But the process has moved slowly since then. Membership, if it comes, will take years or even decades. I'm Charles Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. Ukraine has made numerous attacks on Russian territory and against its forces on Friday. VOA's Anna Shernikova reports.